Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, the Bible says when you were born again, God gave you a measure of His own faith. That also means you have the ability to use faith the same way God does. Faith is a spiritual force that God uses to create goodness in this world, and that faith works by love. Today, Kenneth Copeland explains that fear is an opposing spiritual force that works against your faith to keep you from receiving God's promises. God designed your faith to work all the time. Learn how to keep your faith strong by choosing to focus on God's Word. When you know how much God loves you, fear cannot stop your faith from receiving His goodness.
Let's go to the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. Then you can exercise your faith in this and get started in perfected love casteth out fear, or faith worketh by love. Faith worketh by love. Faith is filtered through love. Jesus is praying right before He went to the cross in the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. Not only for those that were there in His presence, but in verse 20 He said, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on Me through their word." Well, everybody that believes on Him, either directly or indirectly, believed on Him through the word of those people that were present that day. Amen. So He was praying for you and He was praying for me. Of course He was. Now look at verse 23. He prayed and said, "I in them and thou in Me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent Me and has loved them as thou hast loved Me." Now, you have to take that by faith. Don't you think Jesus prayed in faith? He's the one that said, "Whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them." Well, I believe He prayed in faith, don't you? Well, sure He did. Doubt is sin. And He didn't sin, so we know He prayed in faith. Hallelujah. Well, He prayed in faith. Therefore, I agree with Him. Now, I just have to be plain with you. I found this out in the spring of 1967. I came across that scripture, and I choked on it. I stumbled over it. I stuttered around trying to say that He loves me as much as He does Jesus. And I'll tell you, I just had a mental block. I just froze up over it. I thought, how could that be so? If it wasn't written in red, I don't know that I could believe it. And it took me several days. I mean, I confessed it over and over and over and over and over and over, and it began to take root in my spirit. I said, "I don't care how I feel about it." Well, see, that's the fear that religious ideas and that kind of thing is, that all that whole unworthy syndrome fed that kind of fear into us. And then Jesus stood there and prayed and said, "I want the world to know that You love them as much as You do Me." Now, faith worketh by love. I had to put my faith to work to believe that love and accept it by faith that God loved me as much as He does Jesus. And I tell you, it began to take hold in a few days, but it was several weeks before I got to where I could just shout about it without, you know, kind of shaking in my boots when I did. Why? There was fear there. This fear was still resonant in me. I didn't know the things that I'm talking to you about and teaching you, but I was in the process of learning them right then. That's when Gloria and I found out we'd been delivered from fear. Well, as I began to confess that fear, and that unworthy syndrome, all that mess, the more I confess that God loves me as much as He does Jesus. I don't feel like it. I don't look like it. But thank God it's not based on me. It's based on what He said. Amen. Then He went to Calvary and provided it. So the more I said it, it eventually washed that fear out of me from that. Now then, look at the 26th verse. I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou, God, has loved me, Jesus, may be in them. Now that goes beyond the fact that he loves me as much as he does Jesus. That goes ahead to say, Jesus said, that the love wherewith you love me, the love you love me with, may be in them. Well, if it's in you, it is available for your use.
Amen.
Faith worketh by love, and love worketh by faith in the fact that the love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. And God is love.
Amen.
Amen. Shout amen, somebody. Amen. Glory.
Amen.
Now, faith in that love flushes fear away. It works like and begins to work when that love begins to develop. When you know, 1 John 2:5 said, whosoever keepeth his word, in him is the love of God perfected. The word he's talking about there is the commandment to love one another, because that's what the book of 1 John is about. And so as you love God, and as you exercise loving people, and you exercise that love, and you have to love by faith, you're going into your spirit to get a hold of this Jesus kind of love, this God love, the personality of God himself. And 1 John 4:18 said, there's no fear in love. Well, certainly it's not. God is love. There's no fear in God. There is faith in God. Amen? He has faith inside him, doesn't he? Now, I said all that to get you to this point right here. God has faith in himself. I'm not talking about confidence in himself. I'm talking about the force of faith resides on the inside of him. Amen. He has faith on the inside of himself. You got that? Now, faith moves him. Why? He has faith on the inside of him. Have you ever had something on the inside of you to move you? Oh, yeah. It might have been temper, anger. It might have been an expression of love. It might have been fear. It might have been any number of different things moving on the inside of you can suddenly move or direct you and change your direction, change your thinking, change what you say, suddenly change your whole thought pattern, sends you suddenly in a different direction. Why? Something moved you on the inside. Have you ever been praying and all of a sudden it's just something on the inside of you, you just know that God wants me to do a certain thing. Have you ever had that happen to you? Have you been praying and the Lord says to you, I want you to double. Ooh. Double means twice, isn't that right? Dear Lord, double, taking me, it's taken 35 years to get to where we are now. Amen. But we're going to double. In record time. Very quickly. Very quickly. Well, when I heard that, and the unction of it came in there, the anointing began to stir around on the inside of it. And the more I confessed it, and the more I said about it, the more I'm moved. You understand when I'm saying that word? I am moved toward doing that. Amen? You follow me now? You've experienced that, right? In some form or another, sometime or another in your life. Now you know what moves God. When you pray and you call on him, He's in you and you're in Him. You love Him and He loves you. And He loves you just as much as He does Jesus. And when you believe His word and you begin to confess His word and you begin to exercise your faith, it starts moving on the inside of Him. And He begins to, of course, He's not as slow at it as we are. He begins to think, oh, Kenneth and Gloria, yeah, they're needing something here. I'm using this to illustrate the connection we have with Him, see. Now, you say, but Brother Copeland, I prayed, and it just don't seem like it ever moves God. Well, you ought to have a clue. You're using something that's not in Him. Is your prayer fear-based or faith-based? Fear-based prayer is disastrous. Now, faith moves God because God has faith in Him. Amen? And you have faith in you. So you have His faith in you. And when you have faith, cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God, and faith worketh by love. But now, wait a minute. Satan has fear in him. And when you have fear in you is when you move Satan and he's able to move you. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11. Familiar scripture, but let's read it for ourselves. Make notes around it. Hebrews 11, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Amplified Translation says, it is the evidence of things not yet revealed to the physical senses. Didn't say they weren't real, said it hadn't been revealed. For by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, or by the Word of love, so that things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. Now, once again, he didn't say that the worlds were made from nothing. He said the world was made out of a substance you can't see or feel with your senses. What made from nothing is made out of faith. Faith is substance. Faith is the creative force of God. Faith is a spiritual force. You can see the results of it, you can feel the results of it, but in its spiritual form, you can't see it, you can't feel it. Because it isn't in the seeing and the feeling realm. We walk by faith, not by sight. Remember that scripture? Huh? 2 Corinthians chapter 5? Now then, what is faith? Faith is spiritual force. Faith is God's creative power. Faith is the substance of things hoped for or things diligently expected. Now, get the world's idea of hope out of your mind right here, because it won't work here in this scripture. The world's definition of hope is synonymous with wish. Are you going to receive your healing tonight? Well, I sure hope so, Brother Copeland. Well, now, see, that's not what the word hope means at all. The word hope means white, hot, intensive expectation. Well, that person's not white hot, and his hope's not white hot, intensely expecting to be healed. He's wishing he would. Well, wish just won't get there. But hope is a spiritual image. It is a spiritual figure. A good way to say this and a good way to get understanding from it is Bible hope, real Bible-built hope, is a blueprint begging for substance. Now, Gloria, for years, when we first got married, she wanted the perfect home for this family. I mean, she started on it year one. She started working on that house. And over the years, I mean, she worked on that house. She looked at pictures. She took pictures out of designer magazines and everything. She first kept the magazines till we got so many of them, there wasn't no place to put them all. And so she took the pictures out of the magazine and started filing them. And she got to where she could draw a floor plan pretty decent. I mean, when it finally came time to draw all that out, she drew out what she wanted and had her plans. And the architect could tell exactly what she wanted. Well, I mean, you can keep doing the same thing for 30 years. You know, you can get good at it. And she developed that, all of that. But it developed on the inside of her. It finally got put on paper, but didn't have any substance. Now, she had a scripture for the wallpaper. She had scripture for the doorknob. She had scripture for the carpet. She had scripture for the grass in the yard. She had scripture for the flowers. She had scripture for the water well out back. She had scripture for the roof. She had scripture for the windows. She had scripture for that whole house. And that scripture developing on the inside of her, I had the Lord say this to me it was about 2 years before this house became a reality and was finally built. I had the Lord say this to me, the dream. Now, that's what God called it. Hope is a dream. Amen. And you ought not ever let anybody dash your dream. If it's Bible-built, God-given dream, don't ever let anybody take away from it. Because the scripture says hope or dream deferred makes your spirit sick. Uh-huh. Amen. And people say, well, now don't get your hopes up. Now, you know, mama's afraid you're liable to get hurt. We don't get everything we want in this life, you know, and go through all that. Well, bless her heart. I mean, she's trying to help you, but didn't know she's crippling you. Because that's the way she was raised too.
That's right.
Amen. No, we need to get our faith up our hope up just as high as we can get it and clarify it on the Word of God and then fill it with faith, and the faith will bring material substance to it. I had the Lord say this. He said, her dream on the inside of her, she fed it and watered it and ministered it through the Word of God and gave God all those years to work. She never did try to get that house to come to pass. She never pressed it. She just enjoyed building it on the inside of herself. And she kept building it and building it and building it. And then he told me, he said, I want you to minister this house to her. Lay your hands on her. He said, it's part of your prosperity. Now he said, I don't want you messing with it. He said, you stay out of it. He said, my word says, a wise woman builds her house. Don't say nothing about a man. And said, you stay out of it. He said, anything you would do at this point be purely mental and you'll muddle up her dream. He said, that thing's on the inside of her and it has built over all these years and developed and developed and developed. He said, the dream began to take upon itself faith. And she came in there to me one day and she said, we're going to have to either build this house or shut up about it. I said, well, why? What's that? She said, I can't stand this anymore. All of a sudden, this thing started trying to get born, see? She said, "Could we go? Why don't we go pray? We set ourselves aside for an entire week and didn't pray about anything else except, is it your perfect will for us to build this house?" And I heard her stand right there and say before the Lord, if you tell me that it's not your perfect will to build this house, I will turn away from it. I'll never mention it again, and I'll never have a second's regret about it. I heard her say that, and I thought, yeah, we fixing to build a house. What we fixing to do? Amen. But now I know her. She wasn't trying to just talk God into it by saying the right words. She meant every word she said. She don't say things she don't mean. And so I knew what she was saying. And then that's when the Lord told me, minister this house to her. And the scripture he gave me to minister to her, I didn't know it at the time. Because that was her dream. She's the one doing all that. It was the very scripture she had based the house on to begin with 30 years prior. And I ministered that same scripture to her and laid hands on her. Amen. And by the time we poured the foundation, the money was there to build it. Debt free. Praise God. Amen. Now, I said all that because I want you to see this. As the Word of God developed that hope, that dream on the inside of her, as that developed, it finally got to the place that it began to take upon itself faith. And I want you to know, it's like a little baby is about to get born. And it drew, the faith moved God. God moved her. And as the faith moved, it drew unto itself the wood, the brick, the mortar, the concrete, the carpet, the wallpaper, the roofing material, and the people to build it. You hear all the wild, terrible contractor stories, you know. We had the most wonderful experience with the contractors that built this home. I'm telling you, God brought those people. But see, the dream was producing it. The dream was producing it. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm talking about now? So what is faith? Faith is the spiritual force and the substance that reaches from the spiritual world of creativity and produces natural physical substance to fulfill the dream. Now, that's the reason you need to stay in the Word till you see yourself pain-free. That's the reason you need to stay in the Word till you see yourself inside. You see yourself bigger on the inside than what you are now on the outside. You need to stay in the Word and the promises of God until you see yourself debt-free. Until you see yourself living fearless, praise God, in the face of Satan and all the rest of the world, praise the Lord. You stay there and you stay in that Word and you confess that Word and you confess God loves me and I love God.
Amen.
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 And it begins to grow on the inside until it pushes everything out. As love begins to develop and get bigger and bigger and bigger, it gets to where your spirit doesn't have any room for fear in it anymore. And it's gone. Amen.
Find something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
The laws of the Spirit govern the whole earth, but what are those laws?
In Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Releasing God's Love in You, he explains what the laws of the Spirit are and how they affect your daily life. Understand the character of God as your Savior and Father. Learn how releasing the love of God that's in you activates His Word and power into your life so you can love and believe on purpose and see the blessing that God has for you. When you sow the love of God into what you're believing for, you'll see the harvest of His promises come back to you more than you could ask or think. Fill your spirit with the right words so you know what to do and say when challenges arise, and watch God's love turn your situation around. Stop strife and unforgiveness with the love of God and take back freedom and peace for you and those around you.
Request your free copy of Releasing God's Love in You, available on MP3 disc by Kenneth Copeland. Choose to live in God's love and see how everything lines up with His promises for your life and those around you. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And faith works by love. When you know how much God loves you, then it's easy for your faith to receive God's promises. God is love, and every word He speaks is filled with His love. As you receive His words of love into your spirit, your faith is strengthened, and all fear is pushed out. And you'll receive the good things your Heavenly Father has prepared for you. Now, the more time you spend in God's Word and in His presence, the faster your faith in His love for you will grow. The Copelands have provided you a simple way to keep the teaching of God's Word in your eyes and ears every day, and it's our website, kcm.org. Immerse your spirit in hours of faith-filled teaching from KCM meetings and broadcasts, available to watch or stream at any time. Discover all of the KCM meetings happening near you on our events page, and check out our online BVLV magazine to read faith-inspired testimonies from other believers. And you'll receive additional teaching from other ministers of the Word of Faith. Give your faith a spiritual boost through our online devotional, From Faith to Faith, where you'll receive a message from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland every day to keep your faith strong. To discover all these benefits and more, go to kcm.org today and strengthen your faith and fellowship with God. Thank you so much for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.